I'm Barbara Gray. Not far from me, a woman named Deborah walks into the office of Dayton's mayor and proposes creating a safe house. Not far from me, a young woman recalls her Uncle Shug, who always had two houses, one to live in, one to do business in. Not far from me, a social worker is called to a house to take a child into foster care and finds the pale blue body of the mother next to the infant. Not far from me, a man, on the verge of losing everything, goes through rehab and finds a new career as a counselor. Not far from me is the doctor who sees the patient's pain but does not want to create addiction in treating it. These are some of the over 50 stories in the book titled Not Far From Me, edited by Daniel Skinner and Berkeley Franz. What the stories have in common are drugs. To be specific, the opioid epidemic in Ohio. Unfortunately, in the process of staying informed, many of us can become numb from the repetition and the relative remove of the news, hearing over and over how Ohio is ground zero for the opioid epidemic. The daily recitation of people overdosing, needing Narcan, or dying. Skinner and Franz give us a different perspective. As Ted Strickland writes in his introduction, Not Far From Me is filled with stories of people who have opened their hearts, shared their experiences, and demonstrated the magnificent ability of the human spirit to overcome the worst that life could throw at them. Representing different genders, ethnicities, races, professions, and ages, what they have in common is dealing with the opioid addiction. And we find people dealing with a crisis in ways that are wise, creative, and generous. A librarian reads Sam Quinone's Dreamland and starts a community-wide movement to combat the outside influence that created the drug culture in Chillicothe. A physician works with individuals on alternative pain management techniques. And then, sometimes, solutions just involve back to basics. There is the recounting by an elementary school principal in Marietta of a child named Abby who came to school when she was five. The principal writes, Abby, who faced many obstacles, the simplest one being cleanliness, came to us at kindergarten age. She would come to school with matted hair, clothes that were three sizes too big and covered in stains, and fingernails covered with dirt. You can imagine the smell connected to this little body. Our elementary school used to be a middle school, complete with two locker rooms with shower bays. We knew we had to build enough of a relationship with this family in order to gain permission for her to bathe at school so that we could help her create a positive image with friends and be a part of a classroom. We were able to gain the trust of the family, and we discovered their house had dirt floors, many windows were missing, and the water had been turned off. They were living in an unforgiving cycle of poverty, disability, and drug use. We also built a closet for Abby in our locker room. Our team brought in clothes, shower items, and hair bows to keep the closet stocked. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Abby received a shower with the help from the school nurse, and her entire demeanor changed when she entered her classroom. Those are not needs that college courses teach you how to provide, but they are essential if we want children to learn and be loved. The principal goes on to write of an African proverb that suggests neighboring villages ask this question, how are the children? The understanding between villages is that the answer will tell how the village will be in the future. The principal continues, with our staff dedicated to breaking the cycle of addiction, we hope to answer, our children are survivors. Along with personal stories, there are photos, poems, and reporting on how we came to be in this opioid epidemic. But most of all, there are people not far from me and you living their lives day by day working through this crisis. Not Far From Me, Stories of Opioids in Ohio is edited by Daniel Skinner, Assistant Professor of Health Policy, and Berkeley Franz, Assistant Professor of Community-Based Health. Both are at Ohio University. They provide a clear and comprehensive introduction to Not Far From Me, which was published by Trillium Books, an imprint of the Ohio State University Press. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.